Scott, so we have on for second reading and adoption ordinance 02-2018. And I'm wondering if you can explain to us, and if my understanding is correct, the footprint of existing of the existing marinas on the Amherst Avenue waterfront. Will this ordinance allow them to expand from a width standpoint? So, for example, the one in the middle, I think it might be Blue Water, where it's just like a little building. Will this allow them to expand to change the waterfront in any significant way? And in conjunction with that, will the ones that have the ability to move, will they be allowed to move, or do they have to maintain within reason their existing footprint? So that's a concern that's been brought up to me.
Okay, you want me to answer that now?
Can you?
Please.
Well, as you know, we have two zones in our waterfront. We have the riparian zone, we have the waterfront special district. I believe it was in 2004, they changed the zoning in our marinas areas to go to waterfront special district just to the face of the bulkhead. What that did is that made all the structures waterward of the bulkhead subject to a different zone. They were in the riparian zone. In that zone, you only allow marina use, government use. You do not allow restaurants. You do not allow retail. You do not allow service. You do not allow residential. As you know, Captain Andy's and Integrity recently have changed hands, and they have developers anxious to move forward and go forward with their DEP permits and city permits. And so this issue has come up that, hey, those properties technically are zoned where it would have to be a use variance, which is a very high level of variance relief to justify allowing them to be redeveloped. We can't have residential use waterward of the bulkhead under the current R zoning designation. You can't have retail sales. Depending on how you define services, I don't even know that you have the ability to rent non-boat activity, which I understand goes on. So that's part of the picture, and I believe that's why the planning board made the recommendation to amend the zoning ordinance by changing our zoning map. Now, the question you have posed to me, and I know you've asked me this, can they move the buildings that are there to a different location, or can they expand them? My understanding of the DEP is that you're pretty much locked into your footprint, but I could be wrong. I understand, talking to Roger, that there is an effort by them, not by the one, by Integrity Marina, to move over a bit. I was told they wanted to move over to eliminate an encroachment. That was my understanding. But it could be a lot more than that. So I'm not really sure about, I can't really speak for them. I have the recommendation of the planning board. I know that the city's anxious to see something done with those buildings because they're in decrepit condition. We're also anxious to see those bulkheads replaced. But I cannot guarantee you as of now that they can't shift or move over those buildings to perhaps another location.
But independent of the passing, the adoption of the ordinance, they could or could not move. Could they move if we didn't approve the ordinance? They could still go through and have to get the variances right that they need if they wanted to move their building.
They still need CAFRA approval.
They would still have to have something. So whether or not we adopt or don't adopt the ordinance, they would still have to get approvals if they wanted to move their building one way or another.
Right. The original premise was to make the existing uses compliant. Right now, they're all non-compliant.
Right.
Then these applications came in, so we kind of streamlined it to move it up quicker.
So they need a waterfront development permit, waterward of the bulkhead from the DEP, and they need a CAFRA permit, landward of the bulkhead from the DEP. So in addition to that, under our ordinance, they can't have the apartments that are proposed for upstairs, they cannot have the restaurant, they cannot have stores, can't have any of that. Because it's zone riparian, which I believe occurred in the early 2000s. I'm not sure when that zoning changed. So the planning board, after analyzing this and looking at it, they made a recommendation to you, the governing body, to change the zoning. We talked about it at great length. Do we want the riparian line to run through the docks on the outside? Did that make sense? Or should all of the marina properties be in one zone, which seemed to make more sense, waterfront, you know, water special district? But yeah, there are concerns. I mean, I know some people are going to be concerned. Will they lose some of their view? Will these buildings expand? For sure, they will be higher to meet our flood elevation requirements. They're going to be a lot higher. Will they move over or shift? That is quite possible.
There are still setbacks.
But again, they could do that with, if we didn't pass the ordinance. Is that not correct? But you're
they'd
saying they might be least less likely to do that, i.e., say, again, Blue Water, because that's the one I know, he wanted to build a Limburys-type restaurant there. He would have to get approvals to be able to do that from the state and the DEP and CAFRA and all that, correct?
He would have to get that, yes, correct. He would have to get it. But I think your question is, my understanding was, in general, they can't expand their footprint. But it could be wrong. The state determines it's a marina-related or water-dependent use. They may allow them to increase a little bit. No absolute guarantees on anything.
Since you guys brought up the resolution that you're going to be, or the ordinance you're going to be voting on the zoning today, we were planning on discussing this in the later meeting today, but some of my neighbors and I are here. There are a lot of moving parts involved in what's going on in the very small part of Amherst Avenue right now. Sean Gormley is going to be developing Captain Andy's. Jimmy Leeds is going to be developing Integrity Marine. It seems to us that there's very little, and by the way, we're all quite tired of looking at decrepit buildings and knockdown piers. I mean, we're very happy that developers have come in there and want to do something to make the waterfront better looking there. We know that we're going to take a hit as far as the height of those buildings because it's in a V-zone and they can go up to 50 feet, and we're going to lose a part of our view that way. We know that. We know that no developer would go in there unless they thought that it was going to be economically feasible for them to do at least most of what they wanted to do. Here's our concern. Here's my personal concern. And I'm in a location directly across the street from Jimmy's building. You know, I want to make sure that they can develop their parcel to its potential, but not at any further expense to either myself from a property value standpoint or from my neighbors at a property value standpoint. Now, there are a lot of moving parts in this. We've got the change in zoning that the city is suggesting today that they're going to be doing to accommodate the two developers, essentially. But rather than having them go for the use variance, as
you're saying it right.
Right. Rather than have them having to apply for it themselves, in order to encourage them to do the development, the city is going to rezone the entire length of Amherst Avenue. It occurs to me that this kind of accommodation, unfortunately, could be a harbinger of things to come. Now, Roger isn't 100% sure yet as to whether or not they're going to be able to move the building, how far, one way or another. Scott, I don't know anybody who's more informed on what goes on over the water and next to it than you are. And yet, at the same time, you can't give any assurances to us, the neighbors. And there are 14 townhomes in our particular development, Harbor Vista, right across the street. And, you know, we've been there for, I guess, 14 years. Couple million dollars worth of taxes paid by all of us. We want to make sure that we're getting the same consideration, or more in fact, than the developers are going to be getting coming in here. We want them to build across the street from us. We want them to make the properties look better. I'm tired of looking at the equivalents of a Bronx marina across the street from me. But at the same time, we're concerned about just exactly what kind of latitude they're going to be given. Now, the first indication is that rather than having to go for a change in use themselves, the city is going to change the zoning for the entire street.
Ed, you'll have another chance to speak at the next meeting.
Wow. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
I think I'll come to it.
I tell you, it's,
The outshot was of it, by the way, is our recommendation would be to at least give the homeowners another couple of weeks to evaluate the entire situation before you vote on this. We don't believe that it would interfere with the zoning board meeting, which occurs a week after the next commissioner's meeting, and allowed all the homeowners and taxpayers a chance to get a full evaluation of the situation.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Always a tough act to follow. Ed Berger, 9402 Amherst Avenue. I just want to pick up where I left off at the earlier meeting as our discussions were about the resolution that you guys are, the ordinance you guys are suggesting or voting on today. The last thing I said at the last meeting was because there are so many moving parts in this, and you know, even the residents there, even within the last couple of days, have gotten yet another, you know, registered letter from one of the developers to give us an idea of what's going on over there. There are a lot of moving parts in it. We really would ask the commissioners at this stage, because we need to get a full understanding of the impact of what the zoning change would be on the developers in our neighborhood, the opportunity to have another couple weeks to look it over. As mentioned earlier, the zoning board meeting, my understanding, is on the 22nd, the Thursday after the next meeting. That would allow the taxpayers that live across the street more than ample time to go through all the situations, look at the plans that are being developed across the street, take full evaluate time of, to evaluate all of them, and then try and make a determination at that point as to what our what is in our best interest. So my request to the three of you is not to not vote against this or vote for it, but to delay it for 2 weeks so the homeowners and taxpayers across the street, who this is going to have a profound impact on one way or another. And I'll reiterate what I said earlier. Very happy that there's development across the street. We don't like looking at decrepit buildings. We don't like looking at a marina that's broken down. But we would like to be able to fully evaluate the impact of what's going to occur to our neighborhood, our property values, and our families as a result of, first, the development, and most certainly on a more more current, what the change in the overall zoning for the entire street is. And I think it's a little concerning that we are changing or proposing to change the zoning for an entire district at this point as a linchpin for the development of these two properties. I think that Commissioner Blumberg brought up a point about Blue Water, about whether or not they could develop. My understanding is that if the zoning does change, they could certainly develop within the footprint of what they currently have there. And if they wanted to put up a small building that was 50 feet tall, it would be okay, you know, if it was a WSD. It certainly wouldn't be if it was riparian. So there are a lot of moving parts to this. And our goal really is not to block it, stop it. Our goal is to understand it so we can take the proper position and come back at a later time and then go to the zoning board meetings and have full discussions with them, understanding what's going on. For example, and I just mentioned this to Scott outside, the CAFRA application that we just got copies of this week, you know, had the mayor's signature on it, which means there's municipal property involved in this at one point or another. It's the, but Scott says it's got to do with the parking spots out front, you know, the development of that. I mean, we'd like to know more about it. We just need a little more time to evaluate.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks.
Good evening. My name is Robert Baranowski. I represent the Harbor Vista Homeowners Association, the Homeowners Association representing properties located on Amherst Avenue and Adams. We have some comments on Ordinance 2-2018. Since the ordinance, first of all, procedurally, since the ordinance does change the classification and boundary of a zoning district, with properties changing from the R riparian zone to be included in the waterfront special district, the Municipal Land Use Law Section 62.1 and the Pacilli Homes case requires that all property owners within the affected districts should have received personal notice by mail of the changes in the zoning. We wanted to know if that's occurred. If it has occurred, who got notice?
Has occurred, is it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did all, so that does that mean all property owners in both districts received personal mailed notice?
Yeah. Our city clerk facilitated that. I assisted her, and to the best of our knowledge, everyone on the certified tax list within 200 feet, plus the adjoining municipalities, plus some other utilities and whatnot, all got notice of this.
Okay. To our knowledge, it hadn't happened. We'll certainly take your word that some form of notice has occurred, and I guess we'll have some time to look into that further after tonight. We know that notice is required unless it's pursuant to a master plan reexamination, and here we know the master plan reexamination does not recommend the zoning change, and in fact, despite the recommendations of the planning board, I think erroneously claiming this is consistent with the master plan, your 2016 master plan update specifically says on page 66, it's our recommendation that this zone, referring to the R zone, remain unchanged. The established purpose for the riparian zone is still relevant and functional within the city's overall zoning ordinance. And despite that, the commissioners, you seem poised to move forward tonight. The planning board recommended it. As Mr. Berger said, I think the residents deserve to know in further detail what type of impacts this zoning change could result in. There were some open questions during the work session that have come up, discussions such as can footprints be expanded or relocated? And it seems to be an open question. No one knows the answers to those things, and the city seems to defer to DEP on that, which does need DEP approval, but the fact that there are so many open questions, there seems to be no reason to give that process a head start and a running head start through this zoning change, when in fact we don't know what those impacts would be. I think the residents deserve better, and their concerns should be heard in terms of their concerns about impacts on parking, impacts on view, which are some of the purposes of the municipal land use law: light, air, and open space, appropriate circulation, and so forth. So this view, this vista that the homeowners previously enjoyed would be significantly altered, and the pattern of existing development would be significantly altered by virtue of adopting the zoning change. So we urge you to give the impact some more consideration, to at least defer your vote on this till we get some of these open questions answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Barbara Beck, 9408 Amherst Avenue. To follow up with what was just said, we do have concerns about not only the views, but also the continued development of the waterfront area. So if you rezone the entire area along Amherst Avenue, does that now set a precedent for everyone who wants to submit an application or who would like to be given some parking spaces? I mean, that's a precedent that you have to consider. So could the entire street be developed on the waterfront side? No. Yes or no? I don't know. So we would like you to really consider putting off your determination until we've had a chance to have all of these questions answered. I don't know how it affects my taxes, my assessment, my real estate value. You know, and we would like you to take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Fred, what I do? Any other public comment? I didn't do that.
Go ahead. Good evening. My name is Ray Romito, and I live at 9408 Amherst Avenue. My question again, and I'm going to echo all the sentiments that Mr. Berger had and Ms. Beck had. My concern is this: if we continue to develop that particular property and the properties over there, my concern is that that's going to cannibalize other restaurants and so on. There are so many parking spaces and only so many people come into Margate. So it may not be a short-term problem, but it may be a long-term problem. Because if we cannibalize businesses for restaurants and other shop areas from other people, what's going to happen is eventually properties will close, or people no longer rent those properties. And maybe not now, but in the long term, 5, 10, 15 years, we may have an issue where you have these dilapidated buildings or these closed buildings. So my concern is that, are we cannibalizing other businesses for the developers over here? I myself would love to have my views at 9408. I've been there for 14 years. I bought my house knowing that I have these views and the open spaces. And what about the open spaces for people to come and visit? You know as well as I do, if you go there any weekend during the summertime, at sunset, people are always taking pictures. What about them, and what about their ability to at least enjoy that? So I would consider that you think about delaying your decision and hoping that we can work together to come out with a solution that's good for the city, that's good for the developers, and for me personally, it's good for the people who live on Amherst Avenue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Robert Brian Madden, 9010 Atlantic Avenue. My concern is that the steps that they're putting in, they go over the sand dunes.
One second.
Could you spell your last name, please?
M-A-D-D-E-N.
Oh.
Like the football game.
Madden.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm here looking for what all of us said in the beginning, liberty and justice. The steps when come over the bulkhead, and then they're going to put the ramps over the sand dunes. Well, the ramps they're putting at Cedar Grove, everyone's running towards Atlantic City. I'm on the Atlantic City side of Cedar Grove. When they put that ramp in, those people are going to be looking in my unit. They're going to be looking in my living room, my bathroom, and my bedroom. If they go the other way, they'll be looking into a public room, and they won't even get halfway across over there before they cross over the sand dune because there's a bigger space between the building next door and our building. And that's my concern. And I talked to Mr. Binkins, and he said it was up to you people. So,
Mr. Madden, we spoke the other day.
Yes.
Okay. I've spoken to the DEP, spoke to the Corps of Engineers. They haven't done that one yet. And you have the name that you, did you call Mr.?
I talked to Mr. Binkins.
Christian, yeah.
Christian Binkins, yes.
Right.
He told me that it would be up to Margate, the people of Margate.
Well, I think you have Margate's approval. I spoke to the DEP. They were supposed to relay that. It's not going to get done right now, from what I understand. They'll have to come back and do that one when they come back.
Well, they're not done yet.
I know.
They're still three blocks away.
And I don't think they're going to do that now.
It's
probably going to probably be in the fall.
Okay.
And at that time, they've agreed to change it.
Okay.
All right. They're going to build it in the fall?
That's what they said. According to, they've got a lot of equipment to bring on here.
Well, they have an outfall. There's an outfall going at Vendome Avenue.
Yes.
So for construction purposes, they might need access where they might have to take part of the dune down and do their work and then put it back. So I don't think a crossover would be built at this time until they're done.
So they'll leave it this way for the summer?
Probably that's what they're talking about. Yeah, that'll be one of the
That outfall will be done before the summer. So.
They have all the dune grass there.
I agree.
The pathway going in front of my
building. It will be done.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Anyone else? Motion to close public comment, please.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we can continue here. There's another portion of public comment. You can talk on resolutions and ordinances. If anybody has anything else to say, you can say it now. Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
We'll discuss it on the record. Perfect.
All right. What we're trying to see if we can legally, and I'm sure we can, delay this for 2 weeks. Maury, yes?
I would be good with that.
John?
Well, I think there was a lot of questions brought to the table, and for the residents that have concerns, I think the first question is that any part of any building will have to be approved by our planning board, which Mr. Berger stated is the third Thursday in the month of February. So by us accepting and passing this ordinance would have no reflection on the building. They still have to get approvals from our planning board. I just wish I had the answers as far as expansion of the existing profiles of the existing buildings and what would be the effect to the actual homeowners, and if we had those answers right now, and I don't even know if anybody has those answers right now until it goes to the planning board. I haven't seen the final plans, but I do believe I have an answer, and our
our zoning officials here. He can verify if I'm right or wrong. It's not like the whole waterfront is going to be developed with buildings and residences and restaurants. It's not. That's not going to happen. If you visit our master plan, which is on our website, we have our master plan designers have a promenade from one end to the other, and our the individuals that are interested in developing and improving these areas, which is a benefit to all Margate residents, based on the fact that we're going to not only get 275 foot of new bulkhead in that whole area to a new elevation to make it safer and bring Margate more to resiliency, and that's one of our goals, is that we're not going to build and develop it. We're going to have a promenade there. It's going to be a walkway that's going to be able to be used. The buildings that are there are horrendous. The marinas are horrendous. We're talking probably in the big picture with the two developments close to $10 to $12 million of improvements into the city of Margate. And I understand views, and I understand what that's all about, and everybody has a right to their opinion. But I think what we have to look at, what's best in the big picture for all Margate. And I think everybody's trying to be reasonable. And again, I don't know what the building profile. Roger, have you seen the recommended profiles on the plans? How much of expansion width-wise? I know they're going to cantilever over parking spaces, but how much...
The width of the building parallel to the bulkhead is the same.
So everything's the same as far as width. They're not going to increase. You're going to have projection to the, I guess you would say, the west, because it's towards the bay, right? Over the water. That's the CAFRA deal that comes in, right?
Well, even that footprint over the water is staying the same.
So they're not even expanding there?
It's my understanding they're shifting the one building further towards Longport to comply with the encroachment. And they have CAFRA approval to do that.
How many feet is that shift?
I'm getting different answers on that. I have not seen that plan yet.
Okay. So, again, I believe it's still a work in progress.
I know that it might not be standard protocol, but I see Mr. Leeds is here. Maybe he could answer that question for us. Jim, do you have an idea of how far toward Longport, or maybe Chris? How far toward Longport we're talking about moving?
We're sliding the building approximately 30 feet towards Longport. Same width.
Same width.
Just down away from the neighbor.
So that answers that question.
That's one question answered. Okay. All right.
So what is, and you have CAFRA approval already to do that, or no? I'm sorry.
Mr. Wallace, Chris Bailison for because the CAFRA permit is in the process. That's been what's applied for in the plan. Mr. McLaren, there is a plan with the city that's been filed for
Chris,
consideration. But right now, what we can say is the building, the Integrity Marine building, will be moved to the left as you look at it, approximately 30 feet. We have not received anything from DEP which would indicate that that's not going to get approved or part of the CAFRA permit. The CAFRA permit that has been issued is for the marina. We're now working on the building portion of it, and we're not getting any feedback in the negative, so to speak. It's all looks good in that regard. But the width of the building remains the same. The height will be dictated by the local zoning ordinance along with the FEMA regulations. And the thought was to create a corridor between the two buildings for views, for view shed, sun, light, air, rather than keep them tight where they are now. So kind of open it up a little bit.
Thank you, Chris.
And we don't have an objection to a two-week adjournment, not that it's our game to play or our fish to fry, so to speak, but that seems to be what the residents are asking for. It seems reasonable.
Mike, if I may.
You may.
And not for you. Thank you, Mr. Bailison. Yes. And still, it's outside of standard protocol. My question is, with a two-week delay, do the city fathers know, what is there information that the public is looking for from us? Because I don't see you getting any additional information from the commission. Is it related to you wanting to go to our planning and zoning official, our legal people? What is it that the two-week delay is going to offer you folks?
Somebody come to the microphone, please. And
hi, George Kennedy, 9414 Amherst. Question is there a venue we should use for posing questions? Right now, we know nothing, almost nothing, and we're just guessing. It was a traffic study done. We're here in the building's 30 feet. What's the height? What is the permittable height? If we could wind up with 50 people in the zoning office asking the same question. So is there a way that you would want us to pose these questions?
Hold on, Mr. Bailenson.
If I may, I can help with that answer. It seems that the questions relate to the specific development that's not necessarily related to the zoning ordinance amendment that we're talking about, although it is involved. What I hear the questions are related to the buildings that are being redeveloped. Those would be subject to a planning board application, which all of the residents would get notice of through their association, not necessarily individually, unless they're individual lots, of course. But that they would get notice pursuant to the statute for any planning board application that would be considered, and that's when all information would become available for those applications, and that's when they'd be notified that the plan is on file with Joanna in her office, where it can be viewed, and phone numbers are on there, and information's on there, who to contact, and ask further questions. That's that would come with the planning board application, which I understand are now in the process of being scheduled.
When do you think you'll be in front of the planning board, Chris?
February or March.
It's not scheduled yet.
There is a date scheduled for February. I don't know if that's a realistic date or not, depending upon the magnitude of the submission. Right. I know there are the February. The leads application and the other application are placed on February. I don't know if they both go on that date or not. It's the third Thursday in February.
The application has been received by Harbor Bay for the February hearing.
Okay.
And both applications will have a use
probably going to be February?
That application looks to be going forward in February, okay. Yes.
Cool. And so then again, for me, and thank you, Mr. Bailenson, I think that what we're talking about for the general public here, the concerns that you have really are really for the planning and the zoning board. My understanding of this ordinance was that the passing of this ordinance or not passing of this ordinance, again, based upon information that I have from our planning and zoning officer as well as our legal team, was that we were correcting a wrong that was predicated some 12 years ago in the way that we zoned this area. You know, so we have uses there that really are not permitted, and so what we're trying to do by redoing this ordinance is fix a wrong, not talking about development or redevelopment or use approval or not. So, but again, I am not adverse to delaying 2 weeks.
Right.
But again, what avenue do you want us to take for posing certain questions?
I think your best place to be is at the planning board. Because they'll have all that together. I mean,
is the planning board after you or before you?
After.
Well, then you're setting.
Isn't it? Yeah, we're the first. We're the third.
Okay, so you're going to decide on this before they get theirs. So really, we're not getting any answers on how the change of zoning impacts us. We're finding out that the zoning's changing. Okay. Well, let's see how it could possibly impact us. See, the planning board's later. You're making this change now. There's an impact now. I'd like to understand what the impact is now, and then again, I understand when you go to the planning board, it's almost two different things, correct?
Correct.
So,
if I may, Mayor, just so we're real clear.
Yes.
We have several dilapidated buildings that have retail use in them, restaurant use in them in the past,
residential use. When they changed this zoning map, and I believe it was either in 2002 or 2004, they changed it, the zoning, to what's called riparian, to the face of the bulkhead. They didn't take into account, when they made that zoning map change, that we have existing commercial uses waterward of the bulkhead. So what they did with that map change was they made non-conforming uses of the restaurants, the residential units, the stores. So all this effort, this recommendation, unanimous by our planning board, was to correct that. They even say they think it was an error, to so that Captain Andy's with the apartment upstairs, or Integrity with the apartment, and I think the other building had a restaurant, not have them be not permitted uses in the waterfront special district. That's what this ordinance proposal is to do, is to rectify that and take that special marina district and acknowledge that it's a waterfront special district. Now, I believe the primary concern here tonight is loss of views by the proposal to shift the building over, which, and I just learned this myself, shifting it over 30 feet. I thought it was going to be something like 4 feet to deal with an encroachment. I believe the planning board still, I know the planning board still has ultimate say on the physical dimensions of this building. And if I am wrong, Mr. Roger, please correct me. Don't.
Of the upland side, yes.
What's that?
On the landward side of the bulkhead, yes.
On the landward side of the bulkhead, which they both propose to do, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now, if the applicants, and there are two that I'm aware of, have these public hearings, you will have a right to see their plans. In fact, as they just said, their plans are on file now. And if they're smart, they'll sit down with you and talk to you and get your concerns, show what they're proposing, and perhaps make everybody happy. That would be wonderful if they could do that. But right now, legally, they don't have a right to rebuild those structures with apartments or restaurant use or retail store use. Not allowed.
So again, reiterating what Ed said earlier, we got so many moving.
Well, there's a lot of, it is complicated.
We do appreciate the delay, but I'm not so sure you can get us into a comfort zone.
We can't do it here. We don't even have
the
plans here.
I understand. I'm asking.
We don't have the plans, but there is a significant amount of leverage by the planning board and you, the public, at the public hearings where these applications will be considered. You also have leverage with the DEP. The DEP has to approve these structures as well. So tonight, this is just one part of the puzzle.
Yeah, I agree. I understand. We do appreciate that
you
extension.
Sound like you do
that extension, so we can get our thoughts and our feelings together. Because right now we're in panic zone.
Well, so yes, and that's unfortunate. That. And really, that was never the intent. But if you pass this ordinance, they still must go through the zoning process, and I assume that's going to probably take 1 to 2 months. We have to.
Okay.
So it's up to the governing body what you want to
do. So here's what we think we're going to address. Why don't you direct your questions to our zoning officer, Mr. McLaren? You can also go to the clerk's office and get you have the plans now, Hannah?
I have one complete set of plans for the one.
And that's where the information is, and that's where you should be going.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Thanks for if you're allowing us our extension. I appreciate it. Thank you.
One additional comment, Mayor, is during the CAFRA application processing, they're required to notify everyone within 200 feet, just like a zoning process. There's an open comment period. The DEP welcomes comments from the public on those applications. So I would suggest that if they have concerns about the buildings being shifted, those comments should be directed toward the DEP.
Okay. Well, as they come to you, Roger, would you reiterate
yes.
that? Thank you. Mr. Baranowski, did you want to speak in?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just did want to add one more comment into this dialogue, if I could, please. And that is that aside from the two pending development applications, which you know, it's been very helpful to have some of this additional information provided here tonight with regard to those specific applications, I think the point should also be made that any change in the zoning is going to allow any other properties along Amherst to be developed with the permitted uses, as Mr. Abbott enunciated, like restaurants and residences and mixed uses and so forth. So the concern does go beyond just the pending applications that are before the board. And it is helpful, again, your guidance has been very helpful to go see the zoning officer to get some more of this additional information. But once the use is permitted, once the zoning change is in effect, the planning board really has to allow a permitted use, subject to conformance with the bulk requirements and so forth. And if these uses were, you know, on undeveloped properties, it would be a much higher bar for these new uses to be introduced that the property's not yet developed. So that is a concern to the residents here, not just what is pre-existing and non-conforming and being redeveloped, which they would like to see within reasonable boundaries, but the other concern would be that undeveloped properties could then also introduce these new uses where they don't even exist now today.
Thank you for your comment.
May I ask a question?
Come forward.
Thank you.
State your name.
My name is Jim Duncan. I live at 4 South Adams Avenue, and my question is that once you change this master plan, and once they do whatever they're going to do on the bay, will Ponzio and Gotchel, will they be able to come? Will they be able to build a building on the bay? What I'm saying is, will it be legal to change the views all the way along that bay once we open the door here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Once we allow this, you change the zoning, and this is allowed, could Ponzio then, at that point, decide to put a building on the bay? That's my question. And could Gotchel come and say, hey, Ponzio's got a, could we do that here? And could we have that all along the bay? And myself, as a resident who grew up here, nobody wants to see. I understand some views get changed, and that's all right. But if possibility to lose all that would be terrible.
Mr. Abbott's going to answer your question.
I'll give you the best answer I can.
Okay.
The DEP has control from the face of the bulkhead out.
Uh-huh.
The DEP, for the vast majority, in fact, is just about everything, will not let them increase water coverage unless it is what's called a water-dependent use. So, for instance, if it was a marina, but they're allowed that now in the R zone anyway. The right. current zoning allows that.
Right.
Marina use.
Right.
But I don't believe it would be possible for Gotchel or Ponzio or Calabrese or Blue Water to expand or increase water coverage. Now, it is possible that the building could be expanded at Blue Water. That's possible.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see it at Gotchel's or Ponzio. They don't have any building.
Well, let me ask you, in this new rezoning, is it zoned residential also?
They would be allowed to have apartments upstairs.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, in other words, once we start here, the bay becomes open for this type of thing. Now, I have no problem. Those buildings have been there for a long time, moving one way or the other. But I'm just talking about additional buildings going down that bay that will take the only thing, one of the few things we have left here, is that portion of the bay where everybody used to fish years ago. That's one of that and the ocean, the only two things we have left.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
I don't believe that will happen. But,
okay. You know, but it can.
Things like that. But right now, it's if we change it, the existing buildings that are there would be allowed to be rebuilt.
Okay. All right.
You're right, Jim.
Mayor, through you, may I have a question for Scott?
Commissioner.
Scott, am I correct that probably 70 to 75% of that area is owned by the City of Margate?
City of Margate owns most of the parking spaces. The City of Margate owns in front of Blue Water. They own in front of Gotchel. They own in front of, I don't know who owns it now, it used to be Gerwitz.
But isn't it our bulkhead?
It's our
bulkhead. We own the bulkhead, the City of Margate.
I hate to admit that, John. But, yes, it is.
Okay.
It's the city bulkhead. City
so
bulkhead.
We can we control
we
development.
Control Absolutely.
That's as simple as it is.
And then we're talking ownership. City owns it.
City owns it. You can't develop on city-owned property unless the city sells it.
City has to say yes.
Again, my name is Ray Romito, 9408 Amherst Avenue. Mayor and everyone, we on Amherst Avenue, we're reasonable people. Mr. Amadeo, I know that we want to build a promenade. I think we want the greatest things over there for revenue. But I think what we need to do, or at least consider, is that we sit down together with whoever's going to develop those properties, I think with the city and with the residents on that particular stretch of Amherst Avenue, and come up with a solution that benefits everyone. I want to bring in revenue. I want my taxes to go down. I don't want my taxes to go up. I'm happy to pay my taxes every quarter. Okay? But I just want you, this is fluid. I understand it's fluid. So I just want to let you know that we are reasonable people. We don't have picket signs. We're not screaming. We just want to have a balance. That's all we're asking for. Thank you.
Right. Sir, by the nature of the process, okay, this commission has always been transparent. We will continue to be that. You are also protected by law. You will always have a voice at the planning board. You have a voice here. And those things, as it stands right now, and I understand commissions can change, that's just not going to happen. Okay?
I appreciate the opportunity to hear
it. You'll have input anywhere we go. Okay? All right, anyone else? Motion to close public comment.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Okay, Johanna.
May I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 1-2018, amending chapter 110, construction code?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 2-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing land use ordinance of the City of Margate, chapter 175, section 29.
So moved.
So I will second that, but suggest that we table that for 2 weeks to the next meeting.
We're voting to adopt.
Procedurally, can we?
We can pull it.
Can we pull it?
Yeah, sure.
And
then may I have a motion to pull ordinance number 2-2018?
Okay, so I'll make that motion to pull it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is it second? Okay, there is no second. Shall we proceed with voting on ordinance?
Yep.
There was no second on ordinance, too,
no.
Was it? Did you?
There was no second.
Right.
So there's no motion.
Okay. Then we move to ordinance 3.
Ordinance number 3-2018, an ordinance amending and supplementing land use ordinance of the City of Margate, chapter 175, section 29D.
So I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
May I have a motion for resolution number 1? It should be number 40-2018, authorizing bill payment and claims.
I'll make that motion.
We need a vote on this ordinance.
There was no second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
May I have a second for resolution number 40-2018?
I'll make that.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
May I have a motion for the consent agenda, which is resolution number 41-2018 through 48-2018?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
If I may, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you may.
Let's have a clarification mm-hmm. as to what you're doing about the zoning ordinance changing. Is it your intent to have this go for 2 weeks and then reconsider it, give it some more time to consider the ordinance? Is that what we're doing?
I would like a motion to table ordinance number 2-2018 for 2 weeks.
I'll make that motion.
Then we need to vote on ordinance number 2, 2018,
okay,
for tonight.
So we're not going to table it, we're going to vote on it. Got it.
Okay, may I have a second to vote on ordinance 2, 2018?
I'll make the second.
Mayor, did you make the motion?
I did.
Okay. Thank you. Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Okay, that's everything.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Thank you, Johanna. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Okay.